Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and wake up, wake up, wake up. It's Tuesday, October 4th. We are awake.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Wake up, everybody. What is this?
Caffeination.
Yeah. This is for the people that set the clock for 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the alarm with the radio, and we are.
We're such a gentle awake. Wake up, wake up, wake up. What's up? It's Tori and Sam. What's up?
Yeah. Get the hell out of bed, man.
So gentle.
We did.
Yes, we did.
It was so hard for me to get out of bed, though. I slept actually 8 hours. I was so tired last night.
Oh, what'd you do last night?
Not much, but it was a culmination of 2 days of not really sleeping much. And just be doing too many things.
So I've not been sleeping well, and I just read a life hack that in order to get to sleep, if you are restless in bed, you should, I don't know if this is real, blink your eyes really quickly, tires out the actual eyes and makes them droopy. So I spent almost all night just blinking really fast.
Oh my God. Now, so you have a hard time falling asleep?
No, not usually, but lately can I be honest? My
husband
and I just bought 2 new pillows from Bed Bath & Beyond. And I think they're cursed. Because
really?
Ever since we got those pillows, we can't sleep.
Really?
Yes.
There you go. That's
but I don't
want to
return them because it's so annoying. So I was going to buy some sage and just sage it.
Yeah, but it could be something else. It could just be the structure of the pillows.
I don't know,
doesn't allow you to sleep very well.
Something's wrong.
You don't have to go as extreme as
have
cursed.
Have you met me? I'm very extreme. What do you want? That's what happens.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But if you want a good secret for falling asleep, this works every time.
Okay.
What you need to do is just
have sex. No.
Just visualize a color. And you start with red.
Okay.
And then you go to orange and yellow and green, and then becomes, or purple, and then, you know, it becomes like blue and stuff.
Yeah.
But it
rainbow.
Doesn't matter, because by the time you get to the third color, you'll be asleep.
Really?
Yeah. What you want to do is focus that you actually see in the color, you know?
Is it just it
can
the color?
Be on, yeah, it can be on anything. The point is, like, maybe a red ball or something.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to work for you now, because I'm talking to you. But
I'm trying.
What I'm saying
is,
it's hard to focus on a color, and you're busy doing that, and you fall asleep. Usually after three colors, I'm out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen to me very often because everybody knows I smoke pot before I go to bed, when I get out of bed, all the time. So it makes me tired, you know?
Hey.
What can I say? So I at least I'm able to sleep very well.
It's a natural.
It's a natural.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, very natural.
It's very natural. It's literally a plant.
Yeah,
good
right.
Good for you. It is.
I know,
it's
but it's not a natural way to go to sleep.
Why not?
It's a shortcut.
It's a short. Life is all about shortcuts.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Vice presidential debate tonight.
Yes.
Yay.
Hallelujah. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah, because you got the better candidate again.
No. So someone said, I was telling our guest earlier, but Mike Pence, the guy, the Republican, Donald Trump's guy, who I've never seen them together, actually.
Really?
But he looks like the guy at Congress trying to outlaw the X-Men. He just looks like an angry gentleman. And Tim Kaine, he plays the harmonica, and he's like our dad or your uncle or like your friendly like CVS pharmacist. So anyway, I think the visuals are going to be really interesting again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know if I'll catch that. Maybe the beginning of it. But it's just because they analyze the shit out of it anyway afterwards. So you see all the good parts anyway. You know?
But see, how like, seeing it like kind of like live.
Live,
like, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind, right?
No, but I think Tim Kaine can shine. That's what I think no one really knows who he is.
Right.
The best thing that can happen is Tim Kaine comes out being more famous. Like, more name, people more know his name, people respect
That's
him a little
true.
Bit more. That's the best thing.
Yeah.
I think Mike Pence can try and salvage Donald Trump, but I don't know how far you can go with crazy, you know?
Yeah, not with that. I mean, the headline is the GOP distances itself from Trump again.
Yeah, but then some people still won't say, or they're not like some people say, I will vote for him, but I don't like him. And I'm like, just not endorse him. Like,
yeah, no. And that's the thing, you know, is that he in a way did hijack the GOP, you know?
Yeah.
And, but And, you know, people keep asking, how did he get here? How did he get here? And all I'm saying is this. Do you know anybody that says openly they're going to vote for Trump? Probably not, right? Not that many
people. I know. I have a crazy aunt. Right, everyone is that one crazy aunt, that one person.
But what it is so how is it that he's... Half of the voters are...
Because we don't live in coal country in West Virginia.
Exactly. Not only that, but people are... embarrassed or afraid to say they support
him. Well, that's in L.A.
But there's a lot of people supporting him.
But West Virginia, the coal company, you ask them, they'd all raise their hand for Trump. Yeah, they're very vocal. True. It's just because we're in Leftyville.
Well, there's a lot of states, I think, that are like that. You know, I mean, yes, I do agree with you that California is one way, but I don't see many people from outside California saying a lot about him either as far as, like, I support him. There's only a few, like, what you'd call brave souls, but that's the thing. I mean, why would you want a president like that, that you're afraid to admit you're supporting him?
Totally, but there are a lot of people that are extremely vocal that go to his rallies and those huge thousands of crowds that are openly make America great again. They have, usually it's a non-college educated, hardworking, blue-collar, usually like in a, like, there's in the southern and in the middle of the country. So that's his wheelhouse. We don't tend to interact with a lot of people like that. They're not on our Facebook page. Right. But those people are like tattooing Trump across their heads. I mean, these people are so angry that he is their outsider that it's fantastic for them. Yeah. So I don't think we're around that world. Mm. Like in our world, I haven't seen a Trump bumper sticker. You know what I'm saying? I saw a Dolly Parton bumper sticker for 2016. That's where I live. You know what I mean? So, but I think if you live in West Virginia, you're going to see Trump bonfires.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's the thing. If you live in California and you're a Republican, don't waste your time. Your vote doesn't count.
What do you
anyway.
Do if you're a Republican in California? I'm so sorry.
I know. What do you do, right? I know. We're stuck here.
Yeah.
But at any rate, yeah. But the thing is, I do have to bring up, we do, by the way, have a couple of great guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a moment. But I find this interesting because Bill Clinton is calling Obamacare the craziest thing in the world. And that's Bill Clinton.
When is that? When was this?
He talked yesterday. And what he said is, so you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care. Right. And then the people who are out, they're busting it. Sometimes 60 hours a week wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
But isn't that just about healthcare? Or is he talking specifically
about Obamacare?
See, Bill Clinton, like, did you also see the clip of they were at Perez's funeral in Israel? Did you see this on the airport tarmac?
No, I did not
see
Bill
that. So Bill stopped and you know how he likes to handshake everyone?
Right.
And Obama was on the Air Force One. He was giving him a ride home. And it went on and it went on and it went on. And Obama comes out onto the tarmac and he's like, Bill, I got to go home. Let's go. And he like wasn't joking.
Really?
And Bill still goes. And he's like, Bill, but it's also like I have a bigger penis. Like I will make you wait for me. You know what I mean? So Bill does some weird shit.
He does. But you know what? When he was president, I liked him.
Everybody liked him.
Right? He is a likable guy.
Don't lie. If you, even if you were a staunch Newt Gingrich fan, may you rest. But seriously, everyone liked Clinton saxophone like a gentleman. I mean, he did some weird, screwed up things, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not my business.
I know. So we'll see. We have people calling, but I'm not going to waste my time on this now.
Oh.
Do you want to take one call?
I don't know. You seem so angry.
No, I mean, I appreciate that people call. It's just that we have so much to go through.
Yeah.
And let me give you an example of how this is going to be out of tune, okay? Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Of course, there's nobody there.
They're calling the wrong number. It's my pillow curse.
So I hung up on I don't have time to sit there. Hello. Some hosts are like sitting there. Hello. Come on, man. If they don't say anything, hang up on the frigging thing, you know? So that's what I'm saying. You see how it interrupts the show?
Yeah, it bothers you. I can tell.
You can tell.
I apologize.
So, no, it's fine. People can call in. I'm just not answering. And besides, what if I double booked and we have a phone guest? I'm like, oh, my God, you know?
Classy.
But yeah, I have done that before.
Classy.
But, So I like what Bill Clinton has to say because I think Obamacare sucks too.
Mm.
But we won't get into that.
Is there anything you like about Obama?
Not really, because I'm even reading more stuff about him. How he really came from a very liberal, progressive background, you know? And I can see why he's the way he is because of his background. And for some people, it's good. For some, it's not, you know. But before we get to our guests now, Nike is coming out with those self-tying so self-lacing shoes.
From Back to the Future.
From Back to the Future.
My husband is going to cream his
Really?
Back to the Future self-tying laces. That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it is. You know, so it's a power lacing Nike Mag is what they call it, and they will Nike will donate all the proceeds from the shoe. Well, I don't know if all the proceeds, but
some of them
will donate the proceeds from the shoe to Michael J. Fox Foundation to help find a cure for Parkinson's.
That's the only way I'm going to like this, because right? otherwise I'm going to be like, how lazy do we have to be that now they're self-tying
right. and,
laces?
And why do we have to be like everybody else wearing those? But they've got like LED lights and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they look really cool.
Well, Kanye came out with Yeezys, which I hate to say, I kind of dig. And they have LED lights on the side, which is like the yeah. Adidas. And it's cool. They look cool.
Really?
I mean, I'm never going to buy them. But
yeah. Right. I know. But these look really, really cool. Futuristic.
So what do? You put the shoe on and they immediately tie?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they just have like straps and stuff. It's not real laces.
You mean you like know? Velcro? Like, is this just
no,
Velcro?
No, not Velcro. It's actually power lacing, so it's probably got like a battery.
Wow.
So something's going on there.
I so want those.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
they
cool.
look pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
They look like boots, actually. They don't really look like sneakers. But
well, I think you need room for the wiring. How much are they? Yeah. Do they have a price point?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Probably be a lot of money, right?
Like, I think if I ever grow up and I'm like 60, and then I'm like, did you buy those self-tying shoes? I should be like, go back to the future
yeah, right.
and go get those shoes. That was not a good joke. I apologize.
Yeah, you'd have to go back to the past for that.
Yeah,
one,
yeah I
right?
don't want to talk about it. Moving on.
Okay, we won't talk about that one
All right,
too much.
Thanks.
All right, well, let's get to our guests
yes.
right now. Sitting here patiently, and these are returning guests. We have Alicia Zalkin and Dan Kalischer.
Ooh.
Joining us today. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you guys remembered being on the show before.
Yep.
And when I saw Sleep Machine and Alicia Zalkin, I said, yes, I do remember. How you doing, Dan?
We're good. I'm yeah. good. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys were here last year or so for the release of your debut album,
yes.
right?
That's
yes.
right.
So you guys have a band called Sleep Machine,
mm-hmm.
and that's a duo, right? I mean, it's just the you two, or do you have a regular backing band?
We've got a drummer and a bass player that we play
oh,
with
you do?
As well, yeah. But,
okay,
you know,
cool.
We're the writers, and we produce it ourselves and everything. And
right. So. Are the backup band, are they regulars, or do
yeah.
you... They are?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
cool, okay.
Can you give me the origin of Sleep Machine? I'm sorry, I have to ask. How did we get the name?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, there's kind of two stories to it. So, I actually used to sleep with an app called Sleep Machine. And we just like the name, and we like kind of that rock and roll is edgy, and it's kind of like this alter ego of people, and that kind of comes out when people are dreaming or whatever. You
That's
know?
Cool.
So we just kind of thought the marriage of those two things were kind of cool.
I like that.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, because on the one hand, you think sleep, it's probably like really sleepy music,
yes.
but then you hear machine,
exactly.
and you're like,
exactly.
Right?
Yes. Just what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what was that app doing that you slept with?
You don't want to know.
So, no,
yeah, exactly.
I'm having trouble sleeping with my pillows, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe a vibrating phone
that's right.
or something. Yeah,
right.
go ahead.
It just played white noise. So it canceled out a lot
yeah.
of noise. And it helped me sleep, but I don't sleep with it anymore.
Wow,
I don't need it.
How cool.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go. Try the sleep
I'm going
now.
To.
Try it, yeah.
It was kind of cool because it was sort of like a mixer where you could like get multiple...
Sounds.
Different sounds going
yeah.
at the same time and mix
oh,
them
wow.
and stuff.
So you could play like rain and waves.
Yeah.
You could like
or
alter
birds.
The level.
Or just like
oh.
hiss.
Yeah.
You know?
I like
I
the
know.
Rain and waves sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I know. The rains
it.
And the waves are cool.
Yeah.
I got a radio like that once, but I got old real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But I love
yeah.
real rain. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
rain
yeah.
is like the best sound ever,
it
right?
Is.
When you go to
yeah,
sleep.
Yes.
Sad we just don't get it here.
No.
No. I forgot what rain looks like.
I don't know.
It's just been so friggin' dry mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
So the band is Sleep Machine. Are you guys, did you originate here in L.A. as a band?
We did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So you met here in L.A. Alicia, are you originally from California?
I'm from
LA?
San Diego.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
What was your childhood like in San Diego? It's
it
beautiful
was great.
There, right?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful there. We live right by the beach. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone
wow.
from freaking San Diego. They
yeah,
love
right.
San Diego.
San Diego's pretty cool.
It's the best place.
Yeah.
yeah. And you haven't been yet, right?
I've been once or twice, but me and I don't really remember.
Oh, God,
then go for
go.
Quite a lot. It's only 2.5 hours
All right,
there, you know.
Next trip.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
there you
yeah,
go.
It's quick.
Santiago. I'm on the way.
Yeah. But it is, you'll see why people like it. It's really a cool, laid-back
I mean,
town.
Yeah. On Grace, right? And Frankie, they live in this is that you know, that weird Netflix thing. They are in San Diego.
Oh.
And it looks delightful.
Yeah.
A good way. That's a good word to describe.
Yeah,
San Diego.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful.
What about you? Where are you originally from?
I am from South Florida.
What?
Oh, really?
So it's kind of like San Diego, but more humid.
Much more humid.
So yeah. What? Where specifically in South Florida?
I grew up in a town called Coral Springs, which is like a suburb of the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area.
Okay. So you grew up with sun and beach and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Nice. But a lot of rain.
Yeah. A lot of rain too, yes. Huh? But that's tropical rain. Right?
It's tropical rain. So it's
like
it's warm rain. And it only happens like in the afternoon in the summertime.
Yeah, with like electric storms and things like that.
Yeah, you get
right?
those heat lightning.
I love that shit. Yeah. I performed theater regionally in Florida, in Palm Beach, and in the summer. Yeah. And we had those rainstorms. And I felt like I played Jurassic Park, the theme music, because I felt like I was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's it feels like that without the mountains and stuff.
Yeah, or the dinosaurs.
Bigger than that, the dinosaurs. But yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
I remember that kind of weather because I lived in Johannesburg for a year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Back in the 90s, 97. And I remember they also had the same thing in the summer where it's a beautiful sunny day. Okay. And then suddenly around 12, 1 o'clock, it's like the sky just gets, you know, totally gray. Mm-hmm. Torrential rain, then it stops, everything
and
clears, and it's back to this,
so
right?
Weird.
Yep.
So I loved it too because I like rain, you know.
I ran out like Shawshank Redemption in the rain, like, yes!
Yeah, so talking about rain, cool. You know. But it's not only recent. I mean, there was a song, It Never Rains in California, Southern California, by Albert Hammond, and that was in the 70s, you know.
Yeah.
So it never rained.
No, it never rains here.
Yeah.
It never rains here.
But the amazing thing is that we still have a lot of greenery here, you know.
And
that's the... I mean, that's what I don't understand, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, how can that happen?
That's actually really true.
We have a lot of greenery in California. It's true. Yeah, we do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, we probably get our water from other places, too, and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
reservoirs and such.
Yeah. What about the earthquake? Is it due today?
I don't know,
man.
Oh, God. They said it's, you know, it's a really high risk because a lot of the places around San Andreas Fault is showing tremors and stuff, but they also said on the news, they're like, well, if it's not now, it will be in within the next 3 years. And I'm like, Jesus, what am I doing?
I know, they keep on saying that, you know.
I'm gonna freak myself out.
It's their job.
I know. That's why I'm actually thinking, when we were on the beach with my brother with the RV, I thought, this is the best place in the world to be when there's an earthquake.
Yeah, but watch
out
for Sumatra. You got the waves.
Yeah,
it can come in.
Well, only if it originates in the ocean, then you'll get a tsunami, but not necessarily from inland.
Okay, I didn't really know that.
Yeah,
good call.
No, really.
Good call.
But it's an open area. There's no buildings to fall on you.
Right,
there's no building to fall from.
That's
true.
You know, you're probably well stocked in your RV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to move around with your home.
You can escape.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
But I told my brother, I said, don't think you're going to drive very far if there's a big earthquake here.
No.
Because the roads are just going to be blocked completely with either cars or broken bridges or something.
But like for a zombie apocalypse, an RV would be great.
Yeah, right?
Because it's just a fast food getaway.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Zombie government. Okay. But what movie was scary is actually San Andreas, which was on last year.
Is that The Rock?
With The Rock,
I love The Rock.
And that movie looked pretty scary. I mean, San Francisco was just like flooded.
Yeah, but didn't it? It was
water.
Like an earthquake that went across the whole country.
Yeah. No, the whole state. The state.
Oh, I thought it went to like the East Coast too, no?
No. It's San Andreas. It goes like
south
north.
New York,
no. That's a different movie.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a different disaster.
I think
you're
talking about, what was it, Cloverfield or something?
The monster one, maybe.
No, not the monster one. I don't know which one. Doesn't matter, right? Anyway, back to sleeping shit.
Yes,
how did we get on that topic?
Sorry about that.
Well, we got there from San Diego and earthquakes and stuff.
Yep.
But Dan, do you have any siblings?
I have
you grew
a sister,
up with?
Yeah. I have a sister.
That's cool.
She lives in New York.
Oh, yeah?
So hopefully New York doesn't crumble under some crazy earthquake, nationwide earthquake.
And your childhood, was that pretty cool, too?
Yeah, it was
in
great.
In South Florida?
I had a good time.
That's awesome.
I did.
And
I
what made you move to L.A.?
I got to L.A. in 2009.
Okay. And what made you move here?
Well, to do music, number one. I had just graduated from college, and I needed an excuse to be out here because I couldn't just go. So I decided to go to grad school at USC.
Oh, wow.
So I started doing the the studio guitar program at USC.
Wow.
My master's. And then after my first year, I had started to work a lot, and I, you know, started going on tour and stuff with different artists as just as a sideman, a studio musician. And I dropped out, for lack of a better term. I mean, I left on good terms. I didn't just, like, bail and see you later. But it was good. You know, they were very cool about it. I mean, that's kind of what it's there for.
Yeah, if you're doing well, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out. Yeah.
So I still have a good relationship with them. And then, you know, but since then, I just have been working and doing, and then, you know.
And doing your own thing now.
Yeah, I mean, mainly, the two of us mainly just kind of working. Our jobs are just kind of studio musicians and kind of like sidemen. Just
that's cool. So
artists.
You guys to do what you love to do.
Yeah.
Huh, Alicia?
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. How long ago did you guys meet? Did you start collaborating?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Oh,
3 years
ago. Long. You guys have a long soul feeling.
How did you guys meet? Well, I was doing a solo act and I needed a guitar player and my two go-to guys couldn't do it. So one referred me to Dan and then we just...
Wow. So... Yeah. Yeah, so you liked the guitar playing, he liked the singing,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you decided that's it,
right? Wasn't long after that we started doing Sleep Machine. We just started writing songs.
And
so it was a quick feeling, like, this is, the chemistry's here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, was that on a personal level, too? I mean, were you, like, attracted to each other? I'm sure, right?
Well, yes.
Come on, they're both so hot.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, so, I mean, so are you guys, like... connected romantically too, or
well,
look at the friggin' ring.
We got a ring.
Are they ever connected? For crying out loud,
we got a
connected
ring.
Forever.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So
she's all hiding it.
That's very nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Cool.
So
it often happens like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
yeah. I mean, how are you going to spend time with your guitar player and not want to jump
on
his bone,
a hot guitar player with a hottie singer? Yeah,
right.
Let's not make that happen.
Yeah, that's why every time we get duos here, it's the same story.
Yeah.
You know, it's
like,
how can you possibly work together? You know, I mean, look, even Brangelina weren't immune to working together and not being attracted.
May they
to
rest.
Each other,
no, my husband, he was my producer when I was hosting on TV.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeah,
there you go.
So very one fine
work,
day.
So often people meet at the workplace or wherever you guys hang out for career and stuff. Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I met some people where I worked, but the last and only time something happened there, I had been in a relationship at the time, so I couldn't really do anything.
Right.
But there was the
temptation.
The temptation
was there.
Was there, you know. It's funny.
Are you talking about me, Sam? I know you are.
It's definitely. Well, I don't know. Were you alive at the year 1981?
No.
Okay. So that's when it happened. It wasn't you.
Right after. There you go.
So, yeah, but it's funny because I remember that time now. I must have been 21, 22. I was working at a travel agency. It was a big company with a few locations, and they had mini computers. I mean, they weren't PCs yet, right? They just started coming out. So we only had, like, so we were working on computers like the old way, you know?
Yeah.
And then they had messaging. You could message from one computer to another.
Texting,
wow. Right?
81.
But we had that in 1981, man. We were texting. Who knows who was reading it at the time, right? But so there was a romance happening that way, but I felt so guilty I had to stop it. But she just was crazy about me. What can I say?
How can you,
how can
you blame her?
Hey, when I was 21, I was hot.
You still are, Sam.
Thank you very much. You see, I need to hear that, but I don't believe it.
Yes, you should.
So there you go. Back to Sleep Machine. Okay, so you guys got together. You're married now. How long have you been married now?
Well, we're
not married yet.
Oh, you're not?
Yes.
You see, that's what I was wondering. Is it an engagement or is it a marriage?
Yeah, it's engagement.
Yeah. Yes. A wedding ring.
How
okay.
long ago did you guys, did he propose? Did you propose?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yeah, she did not propose.
You have to ask these days.
Yeah, yeah.
I proposed to her in January.
Oh.
And so we're getting married in June.
Oh, you get one knee?
Wow.
I got
two. Oh, yeah,
sure
you did.
I did the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did the whole thing.
Yeah,
now, is that a proposal if a woman goes, are you going to ask me to marry you or what?
I mean, that's a shitty proposal.
Right.
I think
it's
a woman
shitty
should
on both
propose.
Sides.
Yeah, shitty on both. I think a woman could propose.
Yeah, right?
I'm a feminist. What do you want from me?
Yeah, that's true.
I prefer to have my husband do it, yes.
Yeah.
But I think I could have done it if I wanted.
That's true, right?
If I wouldn't have done it, it wouldn't have happened. So
yeah,
really? Wow.
No.
Well, no.
I mean,
no.
I would not. She would, have
that's
done
what
it.
I'm saying. What I'm saying.
I don't know
is,
if I would have either.
Yeah.
But,
right?
But you wouldn't have made the proposal.
No, I don't
like
know.
That,
no,
right?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
You're traditional.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. I would have wanted.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Do you think for crying out loud?
I didn't want to say it this way. I didn't want it to get to the point where she had to ask me.
Right.
So I just decided.
I was like, "Where's my fucking ring?"
It's like, what kind of a man are you? You can't even get on your knee and ask me to marry you.
Exactly.
For crying out loud,
I wanted to avoid that, so I just did
there
it.
There you
That's
go.
That's a good idea.
There you go. Do you feel that that makes the collaboration in music better?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
I
do, right?
Think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just kind of deepens the connection.
Did it change? It changed a bit.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Like the energy, maybe.
It changed the energy is a good way to put it. It was kind of this intangible sort of... depth that sort of was achieved.
Yeah, and I think just music in general, when you're collaborating, it's intimate and it's you're vulnerable and it's personal, and when you can really allow yourself to go to that place with someone you trust, it just enhances the music.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, you see, that's interesting. Now you people get some perspective from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So let's get to some of your music, because you know, we're talking about it, we're curious to hear what you guys
what
have.
What if it was just white noise?
The sound of rain, you know, there you go.
Well, big rain secret's rain. Out, it's just white noise. Each track is a different type of white noise.
So your new album is called Animal High.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's 7 tracks on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit of work to do, right?
A lot.
How long did it take to put it together? The
it took
writing
a long time, I'll tell you, because those 7 tracks were different tracks throughout the course of making this record. So we had written a million songs and thought the record was done so many times.
Yeah.
And then we would remove ourselves from it and then listen to it again and go, you know, it's not right. This song doesn't fit. This song doesn't fit. We need this song. You know, so then we would just keep writing and writing.
That's
so
cool.
It took a while.
Yeah, but at least you were able to be objective about it and say, this doesn't work. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, we really dove deep and connected to this one, and we wanted to make sure that if we were putting something out, that it was
the best.
So we didn't
good for
want
you
to
yeah
for
that's the thing, because you often don't get a second chance, you know. People are, you're gonna send it to somebody, they're gonna play it. If it hits you right away, you're gonna keep listening.
That's what
if
she keeps saying too.
You throw it out the window. I mean, look, I have somebody gave me like 1,000 songs, and I'm going through them, I'm like, I wish I can find one hit. And I can't. You know, it's like they all sound the same.
And to be honest, a lot of people this your age, I hope you're younger, I don't know, whatever, but I feel like want it now. They want it quickly. They want to get it out. They want an album. They want something tangible to hand. And it's like, you guys took your time and like, really, that's a lot of patience.
Well, that also comes from us just kind of working in
the
in
industry,
this business for a while, and just sort of seeing it happen that way and seeing people's careers kind of not take off because they kind of rushed things or because they didn't care for it the way that they should have or not even maybe on them, or somebody was telling them to just do it, just do it
quickly.
You know, so we just... fortunately have the luxury to just kind of take our time and do what we want to do
the proper way,
you know. So
it's very cool. Okay, so let's play a track out of Animal High, the title track, right? This is the one we're gonna play. Let's check it out. Sleep Machine, Animal High. Let's see what they're all about.
That's the wrong track.
That's the wrong one.
Yeah,
okay, hold on,
still a good one.
Kind of like that one. Yeah,
there you go.
Ooh, etchy.
Get ready to rock, folks. Here with my air guitar.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Wow, this is really cool, guys.
Yeah.
That's cool. A lot of guitar work here and stuff, huh? This is cool. Do you do all the guitar?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's really sexy cool, ass man. Song, man. That to me is like the part in a movie where at their country western like dive bar and someone puts that on the jukebox and then like she starts dancing and it gets real sexy.
And then there's a shootout.
Yeah.
Fire.
With dust flying everywhere. Yeah. I know. Very cool.
It's like music if you're angry. Yeah. It's like
sexy. I like that.
Thanks.
Awesome. So, did you like consciously decide on a style when you started working, or did you decide, sort of, okay, let's just write songs together and see what happens?
No, we kind of, it was pretty conscious.
It was conscious, but only because, like, at least for me, this was the kind of music that I just, you know, I always feel like everybody kind of hears music their own way, mm-hmm. and like is kind of drawn to a certain kind. My whole life, it's always been rock music and
loud
guitars and drums and big, you know, White Zeppelin and things like
big,
that.
Big, yeah.
And for me, it was the opposite. It was like big, soulful singers. So when we started collaborating, I tried it out and realized that I...
You're a rock star.
Singing rock music, you know?
But it was, you know, I knew that we knew that it had to just be this kind of like in-your-face, loud rock music. Also because there's just not enough of that anymore.
I agree.
And it's like...
I have like... If I was like, who do I compare that to? I'm like, the shitty Katy Perry songs that I can at least dance to. I need something more like edgier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an edgier Katy Perry.
Yeah, like we wanted to write pop songs, but, you know, I feel like every great song is a pop song.
Totally.
And you can sort of genre bend it any way you want.
Totally.
You could take any Katy Perry song and produce it like that, and it'll sound like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's true,
Or take this song and put a bunch of synths and drum machines on it, it'll sound like Katy Perry song.
Yeah, that's
true.
What I mean? Very true.
So we just wanted to write the best songs that we could, but then naturally, you know, because I produced it, it just came out more like that, just because... Yeah. I can't help it.
Marinated in rock and roll.
Yeah. But this is a nice combo when you have a female singer with rock song, you know, because people like that, you know. And you don't hear a lot
you
of
really
it.
You really don't.
You know?
What do you like, Blondie? Like, you want one of those, you know, you want a female lead of a rock band.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like a Gwen Stefani and, you know, things like that, you know. Your music also reminds me a little bit of this band. Also with a female singer, right? And they have like hard rock in the background. They had the song Immortal, if you remember.
Evanescence.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a kind of like, it
I
reminds me of that because,
cool.
you know, yeah, I mean, I totally hear that. So, but that's why I want to hear a couple of other songs so we can get a better feel of what you guys like to play,
awesome.
You know. So what's the other songs? Well, like Higher and Higher maybe? Or
we could do that one, or a good one is this song. Why don't we play the
Holy Ones?
Yeah, let's play track three.
Track three,
ones.
Okay.
The Holy Ones. It's
the
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, yeah.
Shana
Tova, everybody.
Shana
Tova.
Yes.
Everyone's like, what the fuck? No rest for the wicked. Ooh, I like this. No rest
for the saints. That's cool.
Kind of country a little. It's like Miranda Lambert rock.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to sound like country for long. Get ready.
No, but I like that cowboy boot feel.
That's good. It could be like that.
Shot in a beer type of song.
That's the major vocals you do there, huh?
Yeah, the guitar. I love this.
And you're not playing around, you know?
Yeah.
This is music to groove your soul.
Yes.
No, but you guys are into serious rock here. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Definitely
you
know? Was into guys, that territory.
It's rock and roll.
Yeah. This is very cool. So you guys have obviously a lot of talent. And I think it's important also when you can work easily with your collaborator,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would imagine if you didn't get along, nothing would happen.
No. Yeah, and you can tell when a song, we've heard songs before on CDs, and I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Yeah. And it doesn't sound polished, right? Like glossy.
Right.
But this one's like jet black
you.
Glossy nail polish.
Nice
you know what I mean? But I see in colors a lot. But that's how I feel like this was a finished product that you guys like continued working on.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
Well, you know, we also just wanted to make sure, again, just we wanted to put out the best thing possible.
Yes.
We wanted it to, we wanted it to sound like just super clean.
Yeah, and professional. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, we didn't want it to sound like it was made in a bedroom.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah. That's very cool, and it sounds like it's professional.
Yeah, you know, glassy.
It sounds like it was done in the studio professionally.
Yeah,
there's a lot of attention to all the backup tracks and stuff, the guitar, you know, a lot of stuff like that going on. So it's a deep.
There's dimensions. Totally.
There's layers.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Very cool. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to The Sleep Machine, who are Alicia Zalkin and Dan Kalischer, and they're about to be married soon.
Secret's out.
Yeah.
Secret's out.
Actually, it's not that soon. You still have 9 months or so, right?
Yeah, we got some time.
Yeah, time to plan, right?
I sold wedding dresses for a living, and a girl was a rock and roll drummer, and I sold her a dress that was black sequin. It was the only black dress we had in the store, but she had to be able to, she was entering with her electric guitar husband when they introduced them, and she was drumming. So I set up stools and fake like water bottles to see if she could in her dress like drum. Oh, and there was this really waspy bride to my left, and she's like, "What's happening?" But I could see you being like super cool. Like
that's pretty interesting. I won't be wearing a black dress.
I don't think you will. I can't imagine.
But she will be singing rock and roll.
Yeah,
we will be doing some Sleep Machine at the wedding.
That's awesome.
So you guys can find out more about the band by going to officialsleepmachine.com. You can find this clips from the first album, from the debut album. What was that one called?
Cover Me in Gold.
That's the one.
Cover Me in Gold.
How quickly we forget.
Yes.
There you go.
It's like the older child. Whatever that was called.
Yeah, whoever that was.
Whatever that was.
No, yeah. Just kidding. That was a fun one, too.
Yeah, it was. You know. It was a great one.
Cover Me in Gold. Definitely. I can confirm that.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm looking on the website.
Sure.
Just in case you guys forgot. This is cool. So, you know what? I'm curious is to see the progress from the first to the second album.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we play like a song from the first album?
Sure.
Yeah,
which one
do
you, would you want to play? Wild For You? Is that the single?
Yeah, our song Game Over is actually going to be the official walkout song for the San Diego Goals this
season.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. What is that? So let's hear
Game
Over.
Let's do that one.
Yeah.
What's it called, the name of the song?
Game Over.
Oh, Game
Over.
That's very appropriate.
Sleep Machine. This is Black Sabbath territory now.
What, a football team?
Hockey.
Hockey.
I gotta tell you, I mean, this heavy rock, you don't hear that many female singers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow,
true.
You're doing a great job here. I mean,
thank you.
Because in this type of music, the instruments really are pretty loud. They take a lead.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas usually, you know, in music, the voice is the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have to sort of like fight with all this loudness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you can do it though.
Voice.
She's got the loud voice.
Without shouting. Like that's, it's like I want to hear more.
Yeah,
it's very good. Sometimes rock and roll, when it's just like, and I'm like, I can't hear you.
No, we're not into that really either.
No.
Especially when the singer can actually really sing.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so true.
Do you guys write all the songs together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Do you come up with music first, you guys find, or the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean...
It's different every time. Usually we kind of have an idea of what we want to write about, and then Dan will start to mess with riffs and kind of get the feel of, like, the essence
of what
we're trying to write about. And then they just, they start to go pretty hand in hand after that.
Yeah, I mean, the working relationship is pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Efficient.
Oh,
because,
fast, yeah.
Because she's always the one, or I should say about 90% of the time, she's the one that goes, like, I had this idea about this, and we should do this. And so sort of big pictures will come from her, and then I will
little detail
execute.
Yes.
That's so nice of a big picture, a little picture.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's
you
like,
need both.
Yeah.
But then she's always, it's a good form of, it's a good system of checks and balances too, because, you know, I'll start coming up with some kind of riff or something. Oh, that doesn't sound like the idea.
It's not my big picture.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like this. It doesn't sound like this term or this idea.
Mm.
So we need to fix that.
That's so cool.
It's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. Very cool. The voices behind, the name, the voices behind, the voices you're hearing are those behind the Sleep Machine Band. And it's Alicia Zalkin, Dan Kalischer. Tell people how they can find you guys.
You can find us social media.
Facebook, Official Sleep Machine. Twitter is at Sleep Machine _. Instagram is Official Sleep Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say everything else is probably just Official Sleep Machine.
Yeah, our website's officialsleepmachine.com.
Awesome. And yeah, so go out and you know, get familiar with the music. I like the music, you know, and because it takes me back to when I was really into heavy metal and stuff, you know. I mean, it's like, now I'm not so much anymore, but I still appreciate and like it a lot, you know. Now so the album is called Animal High and Sleep Machine, and go ahead and support musicians and people that put a lot of effort, and I'm sure of your own money, into this and everything, which is not simple, but you know, and merely to express what you have to express musically, you know. And I know these things are like, when you're a creative person, you just got to do it. It's got to come out of you, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Almost like a demon or something, you know, like, get out, you know. And
but this record especially,
it was something inside wanting to come out. Yeah. And it's interesting that it was during the time of you guys becoming engaged and all that. I mean, there's a lot of parallels to, like, making an album and making a relationship. And
Yeah.
I mean, luckily the two weren't really, like, it wasn't like darkness stemming from the relationship.
That's good. That's so good.
It was external darkness.
We always have those.
Yeah. The relationship was the best part
about
it.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it was, this record reflects our relationship.
No.
But the beauty of the relationship was just being able to be vulnerable and in that
trust,
right?
Space.
And to support,
But I'd venture to say you guys were attracted to each other before you started the music. Is that correct?
I definitely was.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, it's always like that,
right.
You know. I mean, men and women being friends, okay, some can, but for the most
part, my husband and I were best friends. And then one day, I'm like, "Want to go to the lunch?" And he goes, "I'm at the beach with this other blonde."
Oh,
and the next night, I was like, "I love you," and kissed him. And I'm like, "No more, no more,
no more blondes,
no more blondes." Oh, I mean, it was that quick. Yeah, friends for how?
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
So. Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
Lock that shit down.
Exactly.
She turned out to be a nice blonde. She was at our wedding.
Really?
Oh, I hated her at the time, man.
Wow. Yep. That's interesting, but it's cool to see. You see, and that's what, I mean, you know, being a feminist doesn't have its upside me, right?
No, I still am a jealous female wife, but I just believe I have much power as he does.
No, but not only that, but you stand for what you want and you go out and get it.
Yes, but that comes too, like my husband and I work in a very similar way. When we produce like web videos, we have something called Tipsy Tori, where I get tipsy and tell you tips. And it's the same feeling of like, I have a big picture, he does the little things.
Yeah.
And if you have two little picture people, it doesn't always work.
No.
Right? Or if you two big picture
picture, big picture,
it doesn't work. Yeah. You gotta
work.
Find.
But that's kind of the way we are as people, too.
Right? Exactly. Oh, me too. You know? Right. I'm like, I want this, this, and this. Do it. And he's like, let me slow down. It's a Capricorn.
Oh, Capricorn. He's a Capricorn.
No, I am. I'm
when
like,
is
he's
your
a,
birthday?
I'm January 12th.
Oh, my sister's the 6th.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's a Capricorn too.
Yeah, we like mountain goats. We're like, we want to get to the top, and he's a Libra, which is the scale. So he's like, I don't know, maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. Maybe that. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. I know. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? You know, my mind works like a Libra. Like I'm always back and forth, back and forth. But I'm not like that. So I'm a Taurus, actually.
Yeah,
so
you're a little more stubborn and bullish.
I guess.
Go get
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's stubborn and bullish. That's bullshit.
No, I didn't think your symbol's a bull.
Pardon the pun, but, you know, it's like...
You're, no, whatever, dude.
No, I mean, bullshit, that's what I meant.
No, I thought that was a very clever pun.
Yeah, okay.
That was good.
It was very, yeah.
But no, I like to focus on the I like to focus on the good lovers and the good looking, and that's what they what they aspire. That's what they...
You're not a Taurus, you're shallow.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So Sleep Machine, everybody check them out. Do you guys perform around town too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
We just had a show at Lucky Strike in Hollywood.
Ooh, I love that place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably have another show this fall.
Yeah. We're playing in San Diego. I don't know if anyone from San Diego tunes in, but we're playing in San Diego October 14th for the opening night of the San Diego Gulls game.
That's the hockey game.
Yeah,
the hockey game. So we'll be doing the national anthem.
We're playing the national anthem, and then we're playing a set after the show.
Wow.
After the game.
Yeah. National anthem. Are you going to make it all rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Totally.
Wow.
That's a big moment, the national anthem. I get really involved in the national anthem.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your version of it after you do it.
Gaga killed it, Whitney Houston, and now Sleep Machine.
That's right.
Not easy singing a national anthem.
No,
that's for sure.
Especially nowadays, there's a lot of woo.
There's a lot of woo around
going
it.
On. Yeah.
I
know.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to out-woo each other.
Yeah, and also, the kneeling. I mean, there's a lot of energy around that national anthem.
Well, we're going to play it, and whoever stands, stands, and whoever kneels, kneels.
Yeah,
they're still going to hear it.
That's right.
There you go. So if you're in San Diego and you go to the game, and you hear the great song, you'll know it's Sleep Machine right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And go up and say hi to them and everything. Very nice people you guys
are.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
We try.
So now what next for you? Another album, I guess?
Yeah.
Continuing what you started?
Yeah, continue writing and playing and just getting our music out there as much as
you guys
can.
Tour?
Not yet.
Do you want to tour?
Yeah.
Cool.
We want to do something next year, going a little run somewhere.
That'd be fun.
Well, with that feather in your cap, like playing for the hockey game and all that stuff, having two albums to your name and performances and stuff, I don't see why not.
I think it's about time. Well. I mean, we've kind of grown to the point where I think we're ready to just kind of go somewhere.
Even like a college tour or something would be rad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Get people rocking again.
Because the young ones can really move.
Yeah. Those young ones.
I sound ridiculous. No, that'd be fun. A college tour would be great.
Yeah,
it would be great. I mean, we would love to. We just, we just have to figure out the logistics, all that.
All logistics.
Yeah, it's not easy.
So much that goes into that stuff.
Totally.
Right, but when you love it, you do it.
Absolutely.
And you don't think twice about it, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
There you
exactly.
go.
Yep.
Well, Sleep Machine, Alicia and Dan, thank you so much for joining
cool.
us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course, and you're always welcome back.
Thank you.
You see, they even talk together.
I know. That's the second thing y'all been saying.
They talk in harmony. That's cool.
She's like, thank you.
It's not embarrassing. You should be proud of it.
I mean,
it's cool that you found
proud.
Your soulmate.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Lucky us.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Story. Thank you as
thank
always.
You.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.